Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Britain's newly elected Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer made his first public statement since leading Britain's Labour Party to a landslide election victory on Friday. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Starmer became the country's 58th prime minister, the first leader from the centre-left party to win a UK national election since Tony Blair, who won three in a row starting in 1997. In his address to the nation, Prime Minister Starmer said the work of change began and that he will
establish a way of working across the United Kingdom that will be different and better to the way of working that we've had in recent years, and to recognise the contributions of all four nations.
Starmer's first meeting on the international stage will be next week when he attends the NATO summit in Washington. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Texas is getting ready for Beryl to make landfall Monday, potentially as a Category 1 hurricane as it churns in the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
Most likely be a Category 1 hurricane. It'll bring dangerous storm surge flooding the portions of the Texas coast. Hurricane force winds to a small area near the center, and tropical storm conditions to a lot of the rest of the Texas coast.
He says up to 15 inches of rain in the forecast, voluntary evacuations underway. Matagorda County spokesman Mitch Tame says they're in the middle of their Christmas and July festival, every Airbnb rented.
You always plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean as a Category 4 and 5 before battering Mexico as a Cat 2. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.